Hey everyone, it's your girl Breenie Lee and welcome to the Pep Talk podcast where we have real, raw, relatable conversations with the pep talk you need.
You have the power to create your future with the choices that you make today.
What do you bring to the table? Baby, I am the table. Love yourself a little bit more than that, ladies. Come on.
Dust settles, queens don't. And don't forget, know your worth and then add tax.
Period. One of the main reasons why men go ghost is because they don't like you enough and don't have the courage to tell you the truth. I think that this is the number one reason why a lot of men just go ghost. You've met this guy, he's amazing, you guys seem to get on, everything's going well. You feel like you guys have had quite a few good dates and like everything's going well. You're excited and you're waiting for the relationship to move to the next level, but all of a sudden, poof, blink of an eye, da-doom, gone, vanish. Nothing, nicht, nada. No responding, no replies, everything just goes completely silent. And unfortunately, one of the things that is actually plaguing the dating scene right now is nobody has the courage to tell someone, look, we've been on quite a few dates, and I do like you and you're a great person. I don't see this going anywhere further. And I just feel like a lot of people don't have common decency to just tell you the truth. I've spoken to a few guys and a few guys will be like, girls can't handle the truth. That's why I don't tell them. And I don't agree. I think if you're mature, you can handle someone saying it's not really going to work. If you're emotionally intelligent, you can handle someone saying, oh, yeah, it was great, but no. And vice versa. If a guy is mature, he should be able to handle you saying this is not going to work out. Going ghost and just ignoring someone and not even speaking to them is the most immature thing that anyone can do when dating. I think everyone deserves the common decency for you to say why you're no longer going to be talking to this person. And I think with this dating game, I feel like people don't have etiquette anymore. No one has the common decency to just tell you straight up and be honest with you. And I think that's one of the reasons why a lot of guys go ghost. They don't want to have the awkward conversation. They don't want to be mature about it. So they would rather just say nothing. Act like nothing actually happened. And it's so freaking annoying. If anyone's ever been ghosted, and I'm sure you have, that's why you're watching this video, you're probably thinking, what the hell happened? What did I do wrong? Da 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 da. And we're gonna get into in the end of the video how to deal with this rejection, because most of the time we start to look at ourselves like, oh, maybe I'm not good enough, maybe I did something wrong. And most of the time it has nothing to do with you, as in personally. I think everyone's entitled to choose what they want from life. I think it's very important, if you're not feeling someone anymore, you have to tell them, be straight up. Number two reason why a man may go ghost is because they are already in a relationship. Yes, they were cheating on their girl, going on a date with you. There's multiple reasons, like, yes, he's in a relationship, but he's not really in a relationship, which means he hasn't really officially ended the relationship with his girlfriend, but his girlfriend thinks they're in a relationship and he may still be exploring his options. Because if you checked out my video on how to get through a breakup, some guys will actually check out of the relationship before they actually end their relationship. So they may be exploring other options, which is why if you've ever broken up with someone and next few weeks they're in another relationship, it's because the end of your relationship overlap with the start of their new relationship. It's almost common that someone leaves someone for someone else. Ultimately, guys really leave you to be by themselves unless they're very mature. Most guys have someone else lined up. So one of the reasons why men go ghost is because they're actually still in a relationship. Either their relationship, a situationship, whether it's their baby mom. Let me not talk about going back to their baby moms. Oh, this is a side note. If a guy has unresolved issues with his baby mom, stay out of the picture. It's too much drama. It is not worth it. Comment below if you can relate. I was super, super young. I remember it was a few years ago, probably like 8 years ago. And I met this guy and he was cool. He was tatted up. He had swag. All the girls liked him and we started dating. And I thought everything was good. It wasn't really good because ultimately we were unequally yoked, because I'm Christian. He was Muslim. He was Muslim, but he read the Bible. Some kind of confusion. So it wasn't going to work out. But I was still entertaining the idea of, okay, getting to know him, you know, because I liked him. I liked how we looked together. And I was so immature back then. It was all about looking good. And whenever people would see us, they'd be like, looking at us, literally. And I liked that. Anyway, one day I was in central London and we were walking and we were holding hands. And we walked around the corner and some girl spotted us. And the moment the girl spotted us, he let go of my hand and started walking in front of me. We were heading to a restaurant, and so he sat down in a restaurant and he was on his phone, like scrolling, looking for someone's number, And I'm like, what is going on? Like, what is up with you? And he would not tell me what the hell was wrong. And then after that, I went home, he went home, and I never heard from him again. And I kid you not, I remember crying in my bedroom, and my mum comes in, she's like, what's wrong? What's happening? And
I met this guy, I was talking to him, and he just stopped talking to me. I've been messaging him, and he's not replying my messages.
And she was like comforting me and stuff. I remember like vividly, like I remember crying about this guy because I had no closure. I had no closure. So I was just like, you know, I was imagining the worst, but I realized that it's either two things. The girl that, one thing. I think that the girl that we saw, that we bumped into in central London, was his girl's friend. But he couldn't tell me back then. And I was so heartbroken because I was like, we had a good thing, but I know that it was God protecting me because this guy is not for me. He was not for me at all. So another reason why a man may go ghost, he is still in love with his ex. And this kind of comes under the whole baby mum drama, or he just newly got out of a relationship before he started dating you, right? So even though he's starting something fresh, maybe the girl he was with before broke up with him and was like, nah, I want to be by myself. I don't want to be with you anymore. So now naturally what guys do when they get broken up with, they will jump into a new situation, especially guys that can't be alone. They will jump into a new situation. So maybe he jumps in a new situation with you and he still has feelings for his ex. Like if the ex will let him back in, you're doomed. Like you're literally doomed because your relationship is predicated upon his ex letting him back into her life. So it's not really about you guys. You're a rebound, basically. And so his heart has been and will always be with his ex. And that's like a hard pill, a really hard pill to swallow. But that's another reason why men go ghost. So another reason why a man may go ghost is because he is not ready to be in a serious relationship, period. Not even with you, just period. And he may feel like you're asking too much or asking more from him than he's able to give you. So he may feel kind of, what do you call it? Cornered. He may feel a bit overwhelmed by all of this. He may be like, oh, you're moving too fast, which is why a lot of guys that aren't serious, that aren't ready to get in a relationship will say, let's see how it goes. Let's go with the flow. Any guy that wants to go with the flow is not serious, and you should not waste your time with that kind of person. You want a guy that is very intentional, is certain, knows what he wants from life, and is dating to be in a relationship, dating to get married, dating for something serious. A lot of guys out here are dating for no reason at all. Many of the reasons are for them to not be lonely, for them to have someone, for them to have someone to sleep with. But he may be down for going out to the cinema. He may be down for taking you out to a few restaurants, but at the end of the day, he's not ready for you and he probably won't be ready for you. So one of the things that a lot of women do is they'll hang around and wait for him to be ready. I do not advise anybody putting their life on hold for anybody. You do you while he does him. He can't do him and still want to do you at the same time. Let's get that straight. He can't do him and do you at the same time. He gotta pick a struggle, okay? So fear of commitment is another reason why a guy may go ghost. He gets cold feet. He feels like he's being trapped and he can't handle it and he can't express to you because he feels like you're already in too deep, which is why you should watch my last video on slowing down when you're dating someone. Another reason why a guy may go ghost is because he's dating multiple people and he may have actually found the one he wants to settle down with. So sometimes you find that a guy will be dating you or you guys are talking and then a few months later you find out like he's getting engaged. That's not because he found someone completely new. That's because he was dating you and this other person as well. And I'm not against dating multiple people. I'm against people not being honest with you. And if you're not asking that question, then you can't be mad, right? So when you're dating a few people, let's say you're dating three or two people at the same time, ultimately there's going to come a time when you have to make a choice. You have to pick which one you want. That sounds really like commoditizing. It's not a word, but whatever. Right. And another reason, and this is probably the final one I'm going to talk about, another reason why a man may go ghost is because he's intimidated by you and he doesn't feel like he's enough. He doesn't feel like he can give you what you want. So this happens quite a lot because You're going on dates, you're doing interviews, right? Remember my last video, you're doing interviews, you're trying to check him out, trying to figure him out. You're asking him questions about what he's doing with his future, what he's doing with his present, yada, yada, yada. And after all of this, and he's found out where you're at, he feels like he can't give you what you want. And so he is intimidated by you. He still thinks you're a good girl, you're a great girl, but he cannot give you what you want. So how do we deal with this rejection? Because rejection, this is rejection, right? Someone goes ghost, someone that you actually thought that you had the connection with goes ghost. Ultimately, you're left with yourself. So rule number one is do not blame yourself. Resist the urge to blame or to butcher your own self-esteem. Ultimately, what happens when someone goes ghost, you blame yourself. You start thinking, what did I do wrong? Is it me? Maybe he likes thick girls. Maybe he likes light-skinned girls. Maybe I'm too fat. Maybe I'm too thin. Maybe I'm too this. Maybe I'm too that. And you start blaming yourself because you have no closure. And it's an easy thing to do. This is why I'm saying to you girls that you must have a healthy sense of self before going on dating. Because dating can be brutal, right? Like I said in my last video, things don't always end in a relationship. And that's fine. You have to be okay to walk away from anyone that has walked away from you, right? Do not allow anyone to have the power over you. Do not let anyone feel like they've got the upper hand because they've left. And now they've left, you're broken. You never want anyone to leave you and you feel broken. You want to remain whole, even if you gave your heart to someone. And I know it can be tough because you kind of, like a lot of us do, like a lot of us ladies do, we kind of build a future. Even in the first two or three dates. And I'd really advise against that. Don't daydream. Only go by what this person has given you, okay? Do not go up above and beyond what this person is saying to you, right? And at the end of the day, it is only dating, right? And you're not, I'm not, we're not going to be everyone's cup of tea. Not everybody has to like you, right? You only need one. Like I said in an interview analogy, when a recruiter's recruiting, he's looking for one person, right? You've only got to find that one person. And if that person had the audacity to leave and to go ghost and to not even respect you enough to actually tell you this is X, Y, and Z, you're better off, darling. You dodged a bullet. And it's like this, no matter how beautiful you are, you can't make a man that doesn't want you. That's like point blank, period. It has nothing to do with you. And I think when us ladies realize that most of the things and things that are done to us has nothing to do with us personally, right? His decision, his actions, not my problem. And like, and I would hate to date anyone that I feel like I'm forcing them to be with me. I'm forcing them to like me. Me and my friend was joking the other day and she was like, do not force the sauce. Don't force the sauce, babes. I think that is so funny. Do not force it. Any guy that's going to come into your life is going to come in freely and he's going to stay freely. You cannot control nobody. And I would not want to do that. You, for the sake of your own self-esteem, should not do that either. A healthy self-esteem. If you know you're the dog's dinner, if you know that you're the shit, right? You don't need anyone else to affirm that. And whether people come or whether they go, you're gonna know that you are still who you are, right? It's not going to change how you feel about you. Someone's action is not going to change how you feel about you. And when we get into self-pity, we're actually agreeing with the reason that you think why the person ghosted. And the truth is, you do not know. It could be all the things I listed. It could be none of them. It could be one. You do not know. So what use is it you blaming yourself? Dust yourself off and try again. So how do we deal with rejection, right? And this is what's helped me. I see every rejection in life, whether it's friendship, whether it's work, whether it's guys, whether it's whatever. I see rejection as in someone saying no to me as God's protection. God is protecting me from something I cannot see. This was not meant for me. So God went, no. God shut it down because God was like, nope, you're not gonna mess with my daughter. If you guys could see how many bullets that God saved you from, even the ones you were crying and wishing you got hit by, if you could see how many bullets you missed, you'd be so grateful right now. I'm so grateful that it did not work out of any of the guys I dated. I'm so grateful it didn't work out of any of the exes that I cried for. I'm so happy because right now I could not be happier. Everything that's happened has brought me to the place where I am now. And I know a lot of you guys, if you're dealing with rejection right now, you will not be able to see that right now. But I'm telling you guys, it will come and you will see it, okay? So hold on. Do not give up on yourself, okay? Do not give up on yourself. God will never take anything away from you that you actually need. So rest assured in that. Rest assured in the fact that anything that you need, will be yours. Anything that you do not need won't be yours. God will move it out the way. I'm so thankful that the relationships that I was trying to fit my size 7 foot into in a size 5 relationship did not fit. I'm so glad those ugly shoes did not fit, because now I got a pair of Louboutins. My man is a Louboutin. Anyway, don't judge yourself and don't judge them either. Everybody has the right to make decisions that they see fit for their life. The same way you have a decision to choose who you want, it's the same way they have a decision to choose who they want. It's like an interview situation, right? If someone says, okay, you're not fit for the job, fine, find another job. It's their prerogative. The thing is, most people do not tell you why they would go ghost. And that's probably the most hurtful thing, because at least if you knew, you could get over it. But sometimes us not knowing, the ignorance kind of plays on us as well. Do you know what I mean? It makes us question ourselves, but don't do that. Okay, another thing, do not beg. Do not be sending them messages. Do not be making their hotline bling. Don't be stalking them on Instagram. Don't be stalking them on Twitter. Don't be like private calling their phone. Don't do it. Do not beg for nobody, okay? Don't cry, don't beg. Don't cry, don't beg. Like, what did Aaliyah say? If at first you don't succeed, try and try his friend. I'm joking. Don't play that. We don't play that around here. So for real, like, what is the solution for this, right? Everyone, just be honest. If you meet someone and you go on a couple of dates and you're not feeling it, tell them, right? Just tell them, say, John, it was great going on these dates with you. You are a lovely person. I enjoyed it. Thank you for dinner. Thank you for lunch. Thank you for drinks. Thank you for whatever they did for you. You're a great person, but I don't think this is going to work. And I wish you all the best in the future. I can't tell you how many times I've said that to someone, right? Because that's the adult thing to do. That's the noble thing to do. You don't want to hurt no one. And that's why a lot of people don't want to reject people. They don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. But trust me, you're hurting more feelings by not communicating how you feel and why you're doing what you're doing, right? Be nice. Be considerate. Think about other people apart from yourself, okay? That's for those who are rejecting people. For those who have been rejected, you'll be all right, okay? When that match actually matches, like when you match with your match, right? It's going to be so beautiful. This is going to be a thing of the past. You're not even going to be worried about it. Let that guy go. Like, we've all been rejected. Brini's been rejected before. Yes, it wasn't easy. It wasn't nice. But because I've got a high self-esteem, no one's going to make me feel like shit. Like, no one's going to make me feel like I'm not who I am. No one's going to make me feel like I'm not the baddest bee, right? Ain't nobody got time for that shit. So moral of the story, stop ghosting people, right? Don't take rejection to heart. Don't take it to the head. Move on with your life. Keep on dating. Sometimes you have to go through 30 candidates before you find the one. Sometimes 100. And I'm saying go through, I'm saying dating. Not sleeping with them, because sometimes you have this warped view of dating, right? Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Pep Talk podcast. It would mean so much to me if you can leave a review, rate this episode, and I will see you in the next one. Stay fabulous, ladies.